Despite a new record in coronavirus cases, states racing to contain new outbreaks. In Florida, nearly 9,000 new cases in the past 24 hours. Texas with almost 6,000 cases. Both states now forcing bars to shut down. Hospitalizations on the rise in nearly half of all states. Governors saying young people are driving up those numbers. This as the White House task force holds its first public briefing in 2 months. Vice President Mike Pence praising the administration's response to the pandemic, even with cases rapidly on the rise. While Dr. Anthony Fauci warns we are facing a serious problem in some areas. And now breaking news, the new report, the EU will ban U.S. travelers starting next week. Tonight, President Trump's response to the pandemic under fire once again. The administration pressed on those rallies, most supporters seen not wearing masks. While today, one prominent Republican, former Vice President Dick Cheney, sending a very different message. Coronavirus testing in the U.S. now hitting 500,000 per day. Lines so long, some people waiting up to 13 hours. And even as cases soar, at least two major airlines say they will begin booking flights at full capacity beginning next week, including using those middle seats, how they plan to keep passengers safe. Also making headlines tonight, a suspected hate crime under investigation. An 18-year-old biracial woman claiming four white men set her on fire while she was driving. The FBI now on the case, her message for the alleged attackers. And the massive Godzilla dust cloud moving over the U.S. this weekend, stretching from Texas to Virginia, what it could mean for the air you breathe.
This is ABC World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us on a busy Friday night. I'm Cecilia Vega in for David, and we do begin with that breaking news. New numbers just in, 44,000 new coronavirus cases in the U.S. today alone, a third straight day of record highs. Those cases now rising in 29 states. Texas and Florida hit especially hard, and tonight they are both imposing new restrictions to slow the spread. 5,700 new cases in Texas. The governor there closing bars a day after pausing further reopenings and suspending elective surgeries in the biggest metro areas to free up hospital beds for the expected surge of new patients. A record nearly 9,000 cases reported in Florida. Bars there now closed too. Hospitals in Arizona activating surge plans to handle COVID cases. And today, the White House task force holding its first public briefing for the first time in 2 months. ABC's Marcus Moore leads us off from Dallas.
Tonight, Florida and Texas with a stunning reversal, now shutting down bars, racing to contain new outbreaks. The governor of Texas ordering all bars and outdoor tubing businesses to close immediately and limiting restaurant capacity to 50% one day after pressing pause on the state's next phase of reopening.
Today, we find ourselves careening toward a catastrophic and unsustainable situation.
Houston tonight raising its COVID alert to the highest level, warning of uncontrolled transmission. New cases doubling in less than 2 weeks. In Dallas, ICUs over 70% full.
I need you to put your mask on. I need you to help me. That's how you can help me.
New cases surging in Florida. Nearly 9,000 new infections today alone. The state pausing plans for the next phase of reopening. The governor pointing to younger people.
The community transmission is being driven by that 18 to 35-year-old group.
The state now suspending drinking at all bars, calling them a breeding ground.
I would not personally go to an indoor restaurant space have food, even if I had a mask.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force meeting today for the first time since April 27th. Nearly 75,000 Americans have been killed by COVID-19 since that briefing. Vice President Mike Pence painting a positive picture.
As we stand here today, all 50 states and territories across this country are opening up safely and responsibly.
But the evidence says otherwise, with several states halting their reopenings. Dr. Anthony Fauci delivering a sobering assessment.
We are facing a serious problem in certain areas.
With hospitalizations on the rise in 23 states and new cases breaking records in 12 this week, Fauci says all Americans have a societal responsibility.
A risk for you is not just isolated to you, because if you get infected, you are part, innocently or inadvertently, of propagating the dynamic process of a pandemic.
Arizona now joining the list of states pumping the brakes on reopening.
When we reopened the economy, I said that this is a green light to proceed, not a green light to speed.
20% of all people tested in Arizona have the virus. Hospitals feeling the strain. Tonight, one of the largest activating a surge plan. ICU beds now at 88% capacity statewide.
We have a wildfire that's out of control, and you need to do everything you can to control that fire.
San Francisco delaying the reopening of hair and nail salons, along with barbershops. And in Los Angeles, the virus infecting nearly 30 members of the same family.
All it takes is that one slip up. Or that to have that 10-minute conversation without a mask because you felt comfortable, and that's all you need to get it.
That's all it takes, they say. And Marcus Moore now joining us from Dallas. Marcus, those cases on the rise in so much of the country, as we've been saying, but so far the daily death toll has been declining. However, now a grim warning from health officials about what's to come in the coming weeks.
Very grim, Cecilia. You know, health experts say that the death toll is a lagging indicator behind the new cases and the hospitalization. So while we have seen the death toll declining, experts say it could be a few weeks before we know the true impact of what's happening in our nation's hotspots. Dr. Fauci said today that we will likely see more deaths. Cecilia.
A lagging indicator, they say. Marcus, thank you. The White House today pressed on mixed messages about the virus. Vice President Mike Pence telling Americans to take their cues from local health officials while at the same time defending those campaign rallies that took place in defiance of local warnings. He said those rallies are all about freedom of speech. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce from the White House.
President Trump at the White House today meeting with his daughter's workforce advisory board and barely acknowledging the growing coronavirus crisis.
But we have a little work to do and we'll get it done.
He left it to his vice president to put a positive spin on the administration's response, even as cases surge.
We flattened the curve. We saved lives.
But the health experts painted a darker picture, pleading with Americans to socially distance and avoid large crowds for the sake of the greater good.
I want to just re-emphasize how important for individuals to really think seriously, as Tony said, about the responsibility to others that we have.
Our Kira Phillips asking Pence, why then is the Trump campaign holding large rallies?
Can you tell me why you continue to do this, why the campaign continues to hold these rallies?
Well, the freedom of speech, the right to peaceably assemble is enshrined in the Constitution of the United States. We have an election coming up this fall.
Reporters kept pressing.
In Tulsa, you defied local health officials to have an event that, even though you say it didn't result in a spike, dozens of Secret Service agents, dozens of campaign staffers are now quarantined after positive tests. And then in Arizona, one of the hardest hit states, you packed a church with young people who weren't wearing masks. So how can you say that the campaign is not part of the problem that Dr. Fauci laid out?
Well, I want to remind you again that the freedom of speech and the right to peaceably assemble is enshrined in the Constitution of the United States. And even in a health crisis, the American people don't forfeit our constitutional rights.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is urging Americans to wear masks. But when pressed, Pence refused to echo that call. Tonight, his predecessor, former Vice President Dick Cheney, with a different message. His daughter, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, tweeting this picture with the hashtag #RealMenWearMasks.
And Mary Bruce joins us now live from the White House. Mary, even as the pandemic rages here at home, overnight the Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to overturn Obamacare, the health care of more than 20 million Americans now hanging in the balance.
Cecilia, in the midst of this pandemic and with millions of Americans recently unemployed, the Trump administration is now formally asking the Supreme Court to overturn Obamacare. If successful, it means that up to 23 million Americans could lose their coverage. And right now, President Trump does not have a plan to replace it. Joe Biden has called this lawsuit heartless, callous, and cruel, and it is certain to reignite the health care debate as we head into the election. Cecilia.
A huge fight ahead. Indeed, Mary, thank you. With the climbing cases comes long lines for testing. In some areas, people now waiting up to 13 hours. And now this, the percentage of those tests coming back positive is on the rise in 29 states. Health officials warning we may not be ready for what comes next. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Testing tonight nationwide, failing to keep up with those surging COVID cases. In Florida, where cases hit that record, nearly 9,000.
Yeah, I've been here since 5 o'clock in the morning.
Gridlock at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium, hundreds idling in cars just waiting for that quick swab.
I'm worried about it.
In Arizona, where demand for tests has almost tripled, miles-long lines in blistering heat.
We are outrunning our ability to test appropriately and test at the capacity that we would all like.
And of the state's tests, nearly one in four coming back positive, meaning the virus is running rampant. In this largely Hispanic neighborhood in Phoenix, home to a high number of essential workers, one of the highest infection rates. Some here waiting for up to 13 hours to get tested. So many of the new infections among the young, and some tests proving unreliable. 25-year-old Molly Dawson is now on a ventilator. The ICU nurse from Kentucky was convinced she was sick with the virus, even though she tested negative twice.
I'm sitting here waiting for the nurses or the doctor to call me twice a day and update me on her condition. That's all I can do.
It was only after she was in the ER when a third test came back positive. She had to be airlifted to another hospital.
And it's not just local testing sites that are facing challenges. The federal government has been dogged by testing failures since the start of the pandemic.
And today, Dr. Anthony Fauci signaling a shift in strategy.
What we're going to do, and we are doing, and you're going to be hearing about this, you know, flooding the area of a community to get a feel for what's out there, particularly among the asymptomatics.
Fauci telling the Washington Post they're looking into testing groups of people using just one test. It's called pool testing, and it casts a wide net, and if the results come back positive, each person would then be tested individually.
Pooling would give us the capacity to go from 500,000 tests a day to potentially 5 million individuals tested today.
Celia, scientists tell us we're in the midst of a public health failure to meet the need for testing. And even the CDC itself estimates that up to 10 times more people in the community have COVID than has previously been reported. Cecilia.
A sobering number. Okay, Matt, thank you. And despite these anxious times, Americans are taking to the air once again. And that means the airlines are now adding flights. Two major carriers say they will begin booking at full capacity, including those middle seats. But is it safe? Here's Gio Benitez.
Tonight, two major airlines are saying goodbye to those empty middle seats. American Airlines and United telling ABC News all seats are up for sale. For United, that's already underway. For American, that begins July 1st. This as passenger numbers Thursday reached their highest level since mid-March. Why now? American pointing to its cleaning procedures, HEPA air filters, mask policy, and notifications to customers. For months, the two airlines have faced tough criticism after images like these showing crowded planes went viral on social media. Dr. Ethan Weiss's photo aboard a United flight in May triggered the airline to alert passengers of crowded flights in advance.
I'm probably more likely to get infected there than I would be in the ICU.
Other airlines standing firm on their policies, Delta and Southwest blocking middle seats through September 30th, JetBlue through July 30th.
And Cecilia, tonight, both American and United say that if you don't feel comfortable on a plane, you can change your ticket for free. Cecilia.
Okay, Gio, thank you. And tonight, breaking news, we have just learned the European Union will ban travelers from America, saying the virus is not sufficiently under control here. Here's ABC's senior foreign correspondent Ian Pennell from London.
Tonight, ABC News confirms Americans are set to be banned from Europe, as first reported by the New York Times. The paper, quoting EU officials, says most US citizens will be barred along with other countries considered too risky because they've not controlled the coronavirus outbreak. Even so, the World Health Organization warning of a very significant resurgence of coronavirus in Europe. And Britain's on alert again after these shocking scenes at a south coast beach on Thursday. So crowded, the police declaring a major incident. And in Liverpool, more mass gatherings as soccer fans celebrate a championship title. Now Prime Minister Boris Johnson warning people must follow the rules, making what appears to be a sideswipe at America.
Some parts of the world, I won't name them, but you've got spikes, really serious spikes in the incidence of the disease.
And here in Britain, those risks only look set to rise when pubs and restaurants reopen next weekend. Cecilia?
Okay, Ian, thank you. And back here at home now to that hate crime investigation in Madison, Wisconsin. An 18-year-old biracial woman who says she was set on fire by four white men. ABC's Alex Perez with her message tonight.
It's 2020. And I never thought something like this would happen.
to me.
Tonight, Althea Bernstein anxiously hoping authorities in Madison, Wisconsin will track down the four white men she says doused her with a flammable liquid and lit the biracial 18-year-old on fire.
I haven't really slept and I don't really have an appetite, so it's just, I don't want anyone to ever feel like this.
Bernstein says she was in her car at a red light around 1 a.m. Wednesday when she heard someone yell a racist slur at her. According to the police report, her driver's side window was down. She saw four men, all white. One of them sprayed a liquid on her face and neck and then threw a flaming lighter at her, causing the liquid to ignite. Althea, who works as an EMT, drove forward and patted out the flames.
Your brain still has that flight or fight response that takes care of you. So I made it home. I called my mom. I drove myself to the ER.
Madison's mayor calling the incident an absolutely unacceptable crime, saying in a statement, current information suggests this may have been a premeditated crime targeted toward people of color, which makes the incident even more disturbing. Everybody in Madison deserves to feel safe. The FBI now joining the investigation.
I don't really have room for hatred or holding grudges. So I hope that if they do see this, that they will make a change for themselves.
And Cecilia, this is being investigated as a hate crime. Authorities are not working with federal investigators combing through all those surveillance cameras, hoping for any clues. Cecilia?
Okay, Alex, thank you. And there is still much more ahead on World News Tonight. Next, severe weather moving into the Northeast and that massive dust cloud from the Sahara over Houston today, triggering air quality alerts as it moves across the U.S. Ginger Z tracking it all. Hey, Ginger.
Hey, Cecilia, that Saharan air layer, it's actually already made its way to Alabama. I just got a text from a friend near Birmingham, and she had the video to prove it. Now it's going to move up into Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri. That's through tomorrow, as far east as North Carolina, South Carolina, and even Virginia on Sunday. Now, that's through the end of the weekend. There's actually another set that's going to come next week. But also tonight, Denver to Chicago, damaging winds, a primary threat for severe storms. Cecilia?
Okay, Ginger, thank you. Next tonight, Facebook announcing major changes. CEO Mark Zuckerberg today saying the social media giant will ban posts that make any attempt at voter suppression or contain false claims about voting. Like Twitter, Facebook will also place warning labels on posts, including those from President Trump, when and if they violate the rules but are still considered newsworthy. And finally, tonight, America Strong, a coronavirus patient 7.5 months pregnant in the ICU and the doctor who never gave up hope. Adriana Rice-Leyva there with her husband Brian and son Mateo. She was 31 years old and 7.5 months pregnant when she was rushed to the ER at Boston Medical Center. Adriana had shortness of breath and was diagnosed with coronavirus. She got better at first and then plummeted, placed on a ventilator in the ICU. Dr. Tracy Deckard, a trauma surgeon, treated Adriana for weeks.
She was young and she was pregnant, and we just all really were pulling for her.
5 days later, doctors made the decision to perform an emergency cesarean section, Adriana delivering a healthy baby boy, Lucas. She was still in a coma and unaware she'd given birth. Slowly, she began to recover. And as her husband films, the doctors and nurses waving back.
Here she comes.
Adriana standing in her room with her nurse, Marlene. Walking out, taking a bow. A hug for Nurse Marlene. Adriana leaves the ICU, waving goodbye to the team that saved her.
To see, you know, it worked. She got better and she left the hospital and she's doing great.
Adriana now healthy and virus free. Tonight, telling us she is thankful.
We just want to say thank you to the doctors and nurses over at Boston Medical for helping us get through this. Thank you so much. Please stay safe. Bye.
Bye.
We are glad they are home. Thanks for watching. I'm Cecilia Vega. Have a great weekend.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
every day right after the show while the topics are still hot. The ladies go deeper into the moments that make The View, The View.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The View's Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.